둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kyle Meredith. Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, an audio interview series presented by WFPK, Independent Louisville, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Today I'm talking with Ziggy Marley. He's got a new record called Rebellion Rises, and there's a lot happening with this record, especially it's very reflective of what's going on in the world. But Ziggy tells us it's a whole lot more than just optimism he's got for the state of humanity. We also get to talk a little bit about how touring his dad's record, Exodus, last year influenced this new LP, and even how he stole or borrowed some ideas from his pop's arsenal. It's Kyle Meredith with Ziggy Marley.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Excited about this new record, Rebellion Rises, coming out very, very soon. What I notice about this record, this one seems a bit more direct, a bit more pointed, more thematic. There's not a lot of weekends long happening here. did you purposely stay away from the lighter material this time around?
No, I think, you know, usually every album is what I have inside of me that comes out. So at this point in time, this is what is inside of me. I didn't really think about, oh, let me not do this or let me not do that. This is just where my head is at, where my heart is at right now, you know?
I mean, you've got a career singing about revolution. I will say, you know, yeah. The difference here, the title track, Rebellion Rises, this is a rebellion. Is there a difference between the revolution and the rebellion?
Well, I mean, the revolution, my way of thinking is that the revolution can be something very personal inside of you, which changes you. The rebellion, to me, is more of all of us. So a revolution can be singular, but a rebellion seems to be more plural to me in a way. And the way I put it is that we're not rebelling against anything. We're rebelling for This is not a rebellion against anyone or any ideology. This is a rebellion for humanity, for love. This is what we are rebelling for, not against, you know. So this is how I put it.
You know, being down, you know, and splitting your time. I know you're here in the U.S. a lot, being down in Jamaica. Are you seeing similar type of causes, similar type of rebellions happening in the places that you stay?
Well, you know, we see the issues happening all over the world, really. We see the problem of division and hate, and just a world where the energy of peace and love is not at the forefront of our consciousness. It's not at the forefront because of how we are influenced or how we are, how the culture is in the world. So this is happening everywhere in the world. This is a worldwide issue. And this rebellion, what we're talking about, is also a worldwide issue. So what we've seen and what we know is that love will always conquer. It's just that we have the will to allow it to conquer. Because love is more the most powerful thing on the face of the planet. But we have to have the will, just like those who have the will to fight, to make war and make division and profit off the destruction of humanity. They have a will too. So we who want love have this will that is stronger than the will of those who don't want love. And this is where we are today, because I am positive that we will achieve love, more love in this planet. I am positive of that, because love is the most powerful thing. We have to use it.
I mean, you're such an optimistic person on that, and it's easy for a lot of people to lose.
This is not optimistic, you know, because I don't like that term that we have put in it. It's not optimistic. This is reality I am speaking to you, because the language of optimism is a language of things not happening, things that I'm optimistic it's going to happen. We are not speaking in those terms anymore. Those terms are meant to hold us down, to stop us, to have us be demoralized, because you're so optimistic. I'm not optimistic. I am positive.
Well, it's my bad.
I am sure.
Yeah, it's my bad on that. And that's what I love hearing. But, you know, I guess where I'm coming from on that, it's easy for a lot of people to lose that sight, to lose that vision. And you've been able to hold on to it. Like, you are sure. You are positive that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, this is a strategy of natural, we call it the system, but it's an energy. This is a strategy of this energy that will many of us will lose hope, or have lost hope, or have diminished hope, because it is purposefully. It is not coincidence that we're losing hope. It is done purposely. If you look on the media and what influences our culture, what are we seeing every day? What is being perpetrated on us every single day of our lives on this planet? We see news of destruction. We see news of war. We see news of violence, divisiveness. This is what sells in the media, and they sell it to us. And that, whether you know it or not, unconsciously or consciously, influences our own perception and the way we might feel about things. So we have to understand that. And what we know is that people who love each other is more than people who hate each other on this planet. We know if humanity gets a chance, they will love each other. In the majority. Now, let me use the word optimistic. I'm not being optimistic to think there can ever be a perfect world where there is no negativity, because it's a balance of everything. But what I am positive about is that we can shift the balance, which is what we need. Shift the balance of the energy, so that instead of the constant bombardment of negativity upon us, we are now seeing a constant bombardment of positivity, of the positive side of humanity, because it exists. It is there. It's just that it is not a part of the selling point in commercial media or in how things get done in this world. Those the goodness of mankind don't take the forefront. It is the badness of mankind that take the forefront. So that badness gives us a perception of ourselves that, oh my God, we can't, there's nothing we can do. I'm very optimistic, but I'm not sure if we can do this, but I'm optimistic. So you see what I say? So we know, though. We know.
Yeah.
And this is how we want other people to think. This is how we want you to think, and everybody else to think. So no, this is a sure thing. This is a sure thing. The best side of humanity, the side that wants peace and love and togetherness and less divisiveness, that side is winning.
Well, that's why I appreciate, you know, you putting it into your art, into your songs, you know, spreading that message. I noticed the way you lay it out, too. I don't know if this was consciously done, but that title track, the very first single, it comes right at the end of the record. I wonder if that's like a call to arms, like, now we've made it this far, and go.
Yeah, man. It is time. You know, I mean, this whole album to me, and as you said, the title track there at the end, it's like I'm a part of it, but I'm a cheerleader of it too. I'm like, let's go, you man. You know, I'm a cheerleader. I'm like encouraging, like, yes, come on. This is it. It is real. It can be done. It is not just an optimistic view. It is a reality, and it's a reality that exists, and we can make exist more. We, as I said before, the reality of it is that most of humanity wants to live in peace. Most of human beings want that. The majority of us. If we could live in peace with our neighbors and find a way to not have so much war and bloodshed, and you know, we would do it. If we had the leadership that could lead us in that direction, we would jump at that. A minority of human beings might want to hate each other for something, but the majority of us want to live in peace and enjoy life and grow up with children and, you know, have shelter and food and stuff. Simple things.
Very simple things. It's maddening that we seem to get ourselves into this spot over and over and over again. I agree with you there.
Lack of leadership, man. Lack of leadership. Leadership. We have a leadership problem around the world.
Which is
around
what
the world, Africa, everywhere.
Yeah, the album starts out with them fake leaders. That's a great kickoff to it right there.
Yeah, well, you know, this is, I've been feeling that for years. I've been looking at this world. I've been a student of this world for all my life, growing up and seeing things. And I'm saying, after all these years, these so-called leaders can't find a way for the better than what we are, where we are now? Are you kidding me? What's your job? What is your job as a leader on this earth, on this planet? What do the people of this planet want? What would we cherish? What would we love to have? And what is your role to get what we want as human beings? And I'm not talking about any specific place now. I'm talking about the community of leaders. Like, have they not figured out what humanity wants yet as a collective of what we would like to see in this world? Can't they figure that out yet? They think we want what we see now? This is what we want? This is our objective as human beings? What is your role, Mr. Leader? And so, you know, fake leaders, them, they're not our leaders. They're not leaders. They're fake leaders. Because if you're not bringing the people together in more harmony and love, then you're not leading. You're misleading. That is how I see it, you know? Leaders bring people together.
I'll bring up one of those leaders, too, because last year you toured your Pop's album with Exodus, speaking of a great leader, with this message.
Yes.
Did that have any effect? Did that bleed over into this album at all, having spent so much time with those songs like you had to?
Yeah, it did. It did. And I even made up some correlation in my mind to Exodus. It could have just been my imagination. But I was like, all right, but you know, you talk about Rebellion Rising and in the album. When I was looking at the album, coming down, listening, in my little mind, it reminded me of how Exodus was, one side was this and the next side was kind of more hard and stuff like that. But anyway, working on the songs deeply, really, I heard some practical stuff in the musicianship that I tried and took from what I had learned from working on Exodus album. Just particular things like how things are played. Because the Wailers and my father music had a spirit in it, and a kind of spirit, and it have a lot to do with like how the instruments are played. It have a certain vibe. So I stole some of those ideas.
Well, I love how it's all come out. I really appreciate this record. I always appreciate talking to you too. It's a lot of fun. Doing the catch up here, so congrats on Rebellion Rises and the rest of the year to you too.
Yeah, man, thank you very much, man.
All right, take care, Ziggy. Bye.
All right, bro. Cool.
Thanks so much to Ziggy Marley for giving me the call. The album is Rebellion Rises. Don't forget to subscribe to Consequence of Sound's YouTube channel to keep up with your favorite artists and interviews. If you're listening to the podcast version, please do head over to iTunes or Podchaser, give us a rating and review, and WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.